that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." And Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A man was bitten by a dog. Later, it was discovered that the dog had rabies. This was back when there was no cure for rabies. His doctor brought him the bad news. "Everything possible will be done to make you comfortable," he said. "But we can't offer any false hope. My best advice to you is to put your concerns in order as soon as possible." The man very calmly got out a piece of paper and began furiously writing. The doctor said, "What are you doing? Making out your will?" He said, "Oh no, I'm writing the list of people I'm going to bite." Jealousy and hatred, even in death. In the first reading, Joshua warned Moses to stop Eldad and Medad from prophesying because they were not in the camp when the Lord bestowed the Spirit on the 70 elders. Moses replied that he wished the Lord might bestow his Spirit on everyone. Moses had to ask Joshua, "Are you jealous? Otherwise, why would we be worried that these two men equally experience blessings and power of God?" In the Gospel, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. He who is not against us is for us." And in the second reading today, James admonishes the wealthy. And when we talk about the wealthy, there is a temptation to say, "I'm not a wealthy person." We fail to realize that we are all wealthy people in one way or the other. For instance, the good health you enjoy is wealth from God. The gifts God has given us are also wealth because, when properly used, are sources of wealth. Unfortunately, almost everywhere differences in race, color, status, and so on. And this attitude is very ungodly. If you had only one kind of tree in the whole world, how uninteresting would it have been? If you had only one kind of flower in the whole world, how uninteresting would it have been? If you had only one kind of weather in the whole world, how uninteresting would it have been? If you had only one kind of animal in the whole world, how uninteresting would it have been? If you had only one kind of food in the whole world, how uninteresting would it have been? And if there is only one kind of human being in the whole world, how uninteresting would it have been? Therefore, the difference in race, color, language, geographical location, resources, talent, and ability, and so on, is according to God's beautiful design of creation, and not to the disadvantage of any of His creatures. And wherever there is division, we can be sure the work of demon is there. Division is one of His instruments to separate people from the love of God. God never divides. He always unites everything in His love. And devil divides. The five D's of devil, letter D, are to deceive, to degrade, to divide, to defy, to destroy. I shall repeat once again. To deceive, to degrade, to divide, to defy, and to destroy. Whenever these five signs appear as part of an onslaught, something unspeakably evil and malign is present and active. So there are many lessons for us from today's readings. First, God can choose and use anyone He wishes for His mission. Second, He gives His Spirit for the unification of His church. Third, nothing can stop whoever God truly anoints for His mission. And fourth, and the most important, we must not be jealous or envious of the gifts of others. Rather, we should see one another as companions in God's mission. Therefore, let us ensure we eradicate any form of jealousy from our hearts, from our lives. This is because jealousy is destructive, and it breeds hatred, bitterness, anguish, and sorrow. We pray that God will grant us the grace to live lives free from jealousy and hatred. And let us pray for that grace during this Eucharistic celebration. May God bless us all.